to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply, up to 5 messages a month. TNC and privacy policy found at purple.com. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Try it free at Grasshopper.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A wall is a wall. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump just tweeted that, adding, let's just call them walls from now on and stop playing political games. The president recently had moderated his language, saying he wanted a steel barrier at the border. A bipartisan group of lawmakers still trying to find a compromise to avert another possible government shutdown. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, lawmakers left negotiations sounding optimistic. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin.
I hope we make history as appropriators.
Republican Shelley Moore Capito.
It may be the last best chance we have.
But the wall continues to divide them, with Democrats offering no money for one, their official position printed on a handout that border security does not rely on costly physical barriers. Republican Richard Shelby.
Our Border Patrol tells us that they need physical barriers to help them do their job.
Congress has until February 15th to reach an agreement. Dave.
Rachel, President Trump says he could have ended the special counsel's Russia probe, has every right to. But tells the Daily Caller he's chosen to stay out, though Democrats have accused him of trying to obstruct it. The Mueller probe into Russian interference has been interfered with.
In a court filing, special counsel Robert Mueller's office said that hackers in Russia last October stole evidence it had turned over confidentially to the Russian firm Concord Management and Consulting. That firm is now being prosecuted over allegations of funding a propaganda campaign to interfere in the 2016 U.S. election.
Fox's John Decker. It's another frigid day in much of America, below zero, a feeling like it from North Dakota to Maine to North Carolina. This woman in Illinois lost power.
Tried to block the windows with blankets and my doors to try to keep the heat in.
More than 2,000 flights canceled again today, mostly to and from Chicago. The CDC has recently put limits on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes, worried about kids, vaping, and health risks. Now a new study from British researchers says vaping has a benefit, helping nearly twice as many people quit smoking compared to patches and nicotine gum. This is Fox News.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Hundreds of thousands of federal workers who are back on the job and awaiting back pay from the last government shutdown could get a raise if House Democrats get their way.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, who represents thousands of federal employees, was among the champions of a 2.6% pay raise for the civilian federal workforce.
We stand with the federal workers. That is the message.
The legislation overturns a civilian pay freeze put in place by the Trump administration and gives civilian workers a pay raise on par with military service members. Georgia Republican Rob Woodall says Congress should instead reform the civil service system.
Make sure that the reputation that travels across the land is not one of underperformance, but is one of overperformance.
The bill now heads to the Republican-led Senate. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Be well and be safe. Enjoy life's moments. Those were Michael Jennings' last words before he got a lethal injection in Texas, the first execution in the U.S. this year. Jennings also said it was a nice journey. And of the family, the police officer, I hope you all find peace. Referring to Elston Howard, the officer he murdered in 1988 in New York City. Closing arguments are today for the defense at El Chapo's trial, accused Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman. In Georgia, a little boy who got in big trouble is off the hook.
Instead of stealing someone's lunch money, the school thought Christian Fillon was trying to steal lunch with a counterfeit 20. The 12-year-old was suspended for 5 days. But the Henry County Board of Education reversed the decision and cleared the youngster's record. Christian and his parents say he was unwittingly given the bogus bill by his father, who got it as change at a fast food restaurant. By all accounts, the boy and his dad both had no idea the money was fake. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures not moving too much this morning. The day after the Dow surged, rising 434 points, the Nasdaq jumped up 154. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I always worry about that, whether I get bad money from change from other places. Here's that story, if you just heard that, where the dad gets bad money from a convenience store, gives it to the son for lunch money at the school. Kid gets suspended for passing a bad bill. That doesn't make any sense. You'd ask the questions, where did you get this bad $20 bill? My dad gave it to me. Dad says, I got it at the convenience store.
Right.
I always worry about that. Because if you get change, you hand over money all the time.
Right.
I mean, the Secret Service comes after that stuff.
Yikes.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. It is still cold out there today, and so Champaign and Urbana schools are closed. Parkland College is closed in order to allow weather conditions to subside so employees can safely travel to work during the cold weather. The Champaign City Building and Public Works Facility will delay opening to the public until noon today. If you're interested in some extra work, here's an idea. The Census Bureau has already begun a massive recruiting effort ahead of the 2020 count. The Census Bureau needs a 500,000 people to help do the census next year. NPR says the agency has begun taking job applications on its website. Pay for the job varies by location. Applicants have to be at least 18 years old, have a valid Social Security number, be a U.S. citizen, have a valid email address, and be able to complete an application and answer assessment questions. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsize due to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From Simple, it's simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, that's in Champaign, Cunningham Avenue at Kerr in Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com.
Stevie, it seems better today. I don't know what the threshold is. I mean, it's minus 7 now, but
no,
maybe it's
warm.
Because there's no wind.
No, it's just warm. No, you know what? Difficult things in life are easy to endure when you know a beginning and an end. Normally, you don't know.
Okay.
With a weather that's brutal, you know.
That's right.
So this is nothing because I know it ends today.
Right. The wind chill warning over at noon, yeah. And then we get into advisory mode this afternoon. There is a 50% chance of precipitation later in the afternoon, 80% chance of some snow tonight. Today's high 13, low 11. Up to 34 tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to 22, 45 Saturday, 53 on Sunday.
I would think today would have been doable, but I'm not the superintendent.
Right.
Right.
And it's really in the morning that we're enduring and the kids
it's
are waiting on
the bus.
Below.
It's just not that bad. I mean, there's no wind.
It's kind of odd we're saying 7 below.
I know. It's
not
just,
that
we're
bad.
We're fine. We're from North Dakota. You know, it's you know, it's cold, but it's... This is normal. I mean, I didn't feel cold at all today.
It makes me wonder on the bus stop whether we should really get in there, do a survey at the beginning of the school year and find out if the kids are waiting in a car, which a lot are in Unit 7. I don't know that there are a lot of kids just standing out there waiting for the bus and how long that wait is.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's hard to regulate every single individual.
That's right.
Because when it's 20 degrees, it's cold if you don't have a coat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
that's
not
right.
Every kid has a coat.
You're right.
So when do you shut her down
and
anyway?
Some of them have a coat and don't wear a coat because coats aren't cool.
Yeah, or they don't have one. I mean, there's a lot of kids that don't have one or not proper one. Okay, anyway, off and running here. U of I, of course, is back. I presume Parkland is. I think all the high schools are taking another day. But by this afternoon, it'll be 27 degrees warmer than it is now. Expected about 25 to 30, right? I think it's supposed to be 17 to 20 this afternoon
right.
With sunshine, which you'll feel utterly balmy.
Mid-30s tomorrow, no. 45 Saturday, 53 Sunday.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It really is. It's very easy to endure difficult things in life when you know a beginning and an end. But if you think about difficult times, you never know a beginning and an end. And there's so much uncertainty and worry that goes into the, I'm talking about broadly now. But for the weather, it's just, if we woke up this morning, it's -7, it's supposed to be -50 tomorrow. I mean, and this thing's going to really wear on you.
Right, the Alaska style or something.
Yeah, it would be hard to do this, but now we already are finishing the first month of 2019, and there it goes.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow's February 1.
If you ever want to chime in, 359-2255.
Yeah. But it's cold, and off we go, and everybody will be back on their schedule probably by tomorrow. Next Thursday, you wake up at 7 above. Okay, just so you know.
Right.
Okay, fighting Illini last night.
Yep, there were some frigid conditions up in Minneapolis.
It was not sold out at Williams Arena because it was so cold, mm-hmm. 50 below on the windshield there. Mm-hmm. Fighting Illini played very, very good basketball in the first half and then kind of got blitzed in the second half. Minnesota's pretty good, and they made more baskets than we made, and that's generally how it works. We were 7 out of 29 from 3, so our ball wasn't going in, and theirs was, and they are pretty good. I think they're a pretty good team and kind of an NCAA bubble team at 16-5. We're now 6-15?
Yes.
I looked at the schedule. I think there's 4 or 5 possible victories still, which a month ago I said I don't think we'll get to 10 wins, and we're at 6. So there's just, this is what this is. It's going to be a tough record kind of looking year because of the preseason. We didn't rack up 8 or 10 wins, which is normal because of the tough schedule. We played a lot of good teams and lost them. So the schedule is going to be the worst we've had in a long time. But I think there's still some hope with some of these young players. I mean, Tavian Jones is going to be pretty good. He is so athletic.
10 points last night from number 5.
Well, he's long and athletic and jumps, and he's pretty good. Io's talented, and, of course, Trent Frazier had the night last night. He had 30 points.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty good.
I agree.
Next year or so, it will get better, and the team played, to me, they just look like a lot more confidence and just played like with a little edge after the Maryland victory. So, again, just hang in there and see. The really cool part would be if you got to the Big Ten tournament and actually won a game or two.
Yeah.
And then you'll end the season on a pretty good note and feel pretty good about it.
Illinois returns home for 3 straight games at the State Farm Center, starting with Nebraska Saturday, February 2nd. Then we'll host Michigan State Tuesday, February 5th. Rutgers on Saturday, February 9th.
Yeah, and those are, 2 out of 3 is what I would expect, although Rutgers pounded Indiana last night. Indiana's lost 7 straight. How's it going over there for Archie Miller? I doubt if the Hoosier fans are on him at all after losing 7 in a row. That just isn't tolerated in Bloomington, Indiana. So good luck to them. From the day-to-day operations to long-term planning, running a family business is hard work. Busey wants you to remember a few very key things to keep the family and family business. The experts at Busey think you need to kind of plan 5 to 15 years out. How many have done that? Kids don't know what they want to do.
Right.
Communicate the plan so everything is legal and on paper and everybody knows the deal. Know the value of what you have. So many times we overestimate that. Get some help from experts to add an objective opinion and determine a successor if it's unclear. 88% of current family business owners think their families will take over the business in 5 years, but very few businesses actually survive. The experts at Busey will help you evaluate the succession options related to tax, legal, and estate planning. Whatever your financial needs, business and beyond, Busey promises the resources to help you succeed. Stop in to one of their many convenient locations. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com for all your financial needs. Member FDIC. Okay, Super Bowl Sunday. Patriots, Rams, Patriots favored, yada, 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 whatever. I'm not into it because the Saints aren't there, and I'm mad still.
Right.
And you know what? And for those that say get over it, if your team loses a chance to Super Bowl like that, you'd be pretty upset.
I know it.
So it you can't change it, but it's unfortunate that that would happen in such an absolute obvious non-call.
And typically I would say we're in it for the commercials, but a lot of the commercials are being released and you can watch them on YouTube. I don't get that.
There's no absolute unveiling during the broadcast.
I mean, there is some.
$5 million for 30. Five million for a 30-second spot.
And then the media days were going on in Atlanta. 6,000 media trying to catch interviews with some of the teams.
I saw Roger Goodell's presser. He had at least 6 questions about the Saints call.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Take that.
Now, that doesn't change anything.
Right.
He's sorry. It's wrong. It should have been called. And all that.
Right.
Here you go with sports headlines.
Well, at least he sort of owned up to it.
Well,
Minnesota over Illinois, 86-75 was the final. We are 6-15 on the season, 2-8 in the Big Ten. Sophomore Trent Frazier led our Illini with 30 points. Actually, this is his second highest scoring game of his career. 32 points scored against Wisconsin on February 8th, 2018. So a pretty good game from Trent Frazier, that's for sure. And next up, Nebraska. And we've got tickets to that game.
Yeah, we'll give out a pair of tickets today and a pair tomorrow.
Sounds good. So make sure you have our text line in your phone at 359-2255 and get ready to text IL. Illinois women in Columbus to face Ohio State at 6 o'clock. Last night in the Big Ten, as Stevie mentioned, Rutgers over Indiana. You just never know about those Scarlet Knights.
No, they're better.
Or how the Hoosiers are going to react.
Yeah.
66-58 was the final. Number 17, Purdue, in action against Penn State tonight. On to the NBA courts, where the Bulls beat the Miami Heat 105-89. Washington Wizards over the Pacers 107-89. Pacers are in action against the Magic tonight at 6.
Okay, John Decker coming up live from the White House. Houlihan's is participating in Restaurant Week. Are we still doing that?
Yeah.
Get over. This is the last for tomorrow.
And it's like $9. You get super salad, and then you get your entree during the lunch hours between like 11 and 2, and then they move in more into their dinner mode.
Yeah.
And I believe it's like $29 and 3 courses, and they've got these planned out menus. And when you ask for that Restaurant Week menu, boy, some fabulous options for the Super Bowl from 5 to close. All their appetizers, $3.95. You know, they usually have certain days where they feature certain things.
All at Houlihan's. Again, it goes through February 2. That would be through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Many of your traditional favorites. And again, Houlihan's Restaurant inside Champagne's Eye Hotel. An experience that will awaken your taste buds. I can't think of a better place for a business lunch. It's a nice upscale environment. Really good service. And next to the Starbucks right outside near, which is next to the check-in desk.
Exactly.
Get out and enjoy all there is to eat. For more information, restaurantweek.com, Houlihan's Restaurant, all part of that. And talked to Sam at length yesterday.
Excellent.
I'm happy to report that he wore his panda tie. I bought him.
Very good.
I'm trying to look quite snappy on him, too.
Okay, good. And again, Super Bowl option before, during, or after the game. They've got half-price bottles of wine, half-price draft.
$3.95 appetizers is pretty cheap.
I mean, they're bringing it out for the Super Bowl.
That's Houlihan's Restaurant, south of the State Farm Center at St. Mary's and First Street. Okay, Ted Karras is a former Illini lineman that is in the big game. He's a Fighting Illini lineman under Tim Beckman? I don't know. There's a series of coaches there. I can't keep up. I can't remember all of them during that little swing. Because it was Zook, Beckman, and then Cubitt, and then Lovey. So anyway, Ted Karras was on with Jeremy Warner, and I'm going to play just a clip from that from yesterday. It's coming up. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast, and brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass. You get one of those nasty little chips or something. Expert window replacement or repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Chris and Homer saying 6 to 7 months from now, they'll be calling off school for excessive heat. In any case, we've got a high 13 today, down to 11. 50% chance of precipitation. Windshield warning until noon. Decrease in the clouds tomorrow, high 34, low 22, 45. Some clouds on Saturday, partly sunny Sunday with a high 53. Currently 7 below, and there's no wind. That's so nice. That's a big factor this morning. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, investors like the Federal Reserve's decision to hold interest rates steady. They also like the better-than-expected earnings from both Boeing and Apple. This is the last trading day in January, and it could turn out to be the best month for the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ since October 2015. In New Jersey, if you refuse to return a Venmo payment that was sent to you by mistake, you could wind up in jail. Lawmakers have introduced a bill that makes it a crime if you fail to return an electronic payment that wasn't meant for you. It would be considered theft. And if you're a bargain hunter, you probably know H&M. It's the Swedish company that sells low-cost fashion. H&M says its profit in the recent quarter dropped about 10%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
All right, it's 7:22, and Chris said what again about closing?
From 6 to 7 months from now, they'll be calling off school because of excessive heat.
Oh, I see. I get it. Okay, well, it's going to be July, first of all. All right, we'll be hot and they're out of school anyway.
Yeah.
Unless you're year-round, and then they have air conditioning if you're year-round anyway.
And usually you get that when you're coming back into school in August, and it's still hot, and, you know, some of these schools...
I get it.
That.
We're soft. We never used to call school off when it was just cold.
Right.
Come on, man.
But it is... It has been dangerous, that's for sure.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to... The supers have tough... It helps when they all kind of agree.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been cold, and if they want to call their school off and stay an extra day in May or June, whatever, I don't care. It doesn't affect me anymore.
Right.
Now, if I had kids at school, oh, what's going on?
Right.
But now it's like, okay, whatever you guys decide, I sure wouldn't want to make the call, because you generally can't win that. How dare you put those children at risk? What do you mean? They're soft. Get out there. Yeah, so you can't win. You cannot win the argument of when to close a school unless it's like 900 inches of snow and minus 90. Anyway, Biden and Illini again will play Nebraska. Was that 2 o'clock?
I believe 1:15.
1:15 on Saturday. I have a pair of tickets. If you want to text in IL, 2 free tickets, Illinois, Nebraska, Saturday. Why 1:15? That's an odd start. Are you sure that? Anyway, it's early afternoon.
Now.
Whatever. It's afternoon, Saturday, Nebraska. We need to beat them here. They lost one of their best players of the year.
1:15 is correct.
Okay.
Big Ten Network.
Whatever. 1:15 sounds like a Cub
probably
game.
Following the TV thing.
Yeah, I know. Okay. If you'd like to go, text in IL, Nebraska, Illinois. And, again, I'm seeing spots of really, really cool and good basketball, and it seems to be getting better. But I essentially told you this in November, where you're not going to like the record, but we're going to be a team nobody wants to play late in the year. And I think that's going to be right. So if you want to win, call the number there, Diane.
I'm kind of feeling the vibe for 8.
Okay, 8th text. We are very scientific here. We have reasons to everything we do.
Exactly.
Planned out way in advance.
Oh, hey, we got a big surge there.
Okay, 359-2255 IL for 2 free ones inside the warm State Farm Center at 1:15 for the Illini, Nebraska Saturday. The Cubs and Cardinals report in 2 weeks to spring training, and Bryce Harper and Manny Machado are teamless. Everybody's going, collusion, strike. Players are unhappy because the old days of free agency when guys got $9 million for being very average. I think it's more analytics than collusion. I think the owners look at it and say, you know what? They're end of the day, they're business people who don't want to spend $400 million on Bryce Harper when he won't be very good in the final 3 or 4 years of his 10-year deal. You know, and it just is, I think the analytics is where they tell you to the nth degree where this player can hit the ball, where you need to play this player so he doesn't go off the middle or they shade a little left or right. It's amazing how finely tuned the game of baseball got. Because you can virtually put players in spots where the guy will hit it because that's what they do. And so it's more analytics, but Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, two of the best free agents in the history of the game at age 26, are unsigned. And, of course, the Cubs and Cardinals would like the teams to go after him if you're going to get him for a little better price. We already have our winner. That was quick. Greg, you there?
Yeah.
You win.
Thank you.
Can you assess my Illinois basketball team? What's your take?
We're on the rise. It's just going to keep getting better.
Yeah. I think Tavion.
I'd like to see Samba play some more.
Yeah, Tavion Jones looks like he could be special. Man, that guy's got some stuff.
He's super fast.
And I like the, what's the guy, Alan?
Griffin?
Yeah. Need to keep him happy because his brother is one of the top players in the class of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So Alan needs
he's a five-star.
Yeah, Alan needs to stay very happy at the University of Illinois campus so his brother shows up. Anyway,
Andres Police also had 11 boys last night.
Yep, I think the Illini will be pretty doggone good in a year. I don't think Io goes out, or does he?
No, I don't think so.
I'm hoping not. He needs to play another year, doesn't mm-hmm. he? Come on, man, you need to play with Kobe.
And they need the maturity, too.
No, absolutely. It's all about the team. Io, of course, if they shove $3.25 million in my face for being a 25th pick, I'd be taking that.
Might take a look.
It's hard to turn down.
All right, my friend, go cheer. You got orange to wear Saturday, I trust.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
I-N-I.
Ooh, I'm stripped on that. Greg wins two tickets to the Nebraska game Saturday afternoon.
Good job.
I think Michigan State next week could be fun. They're always fun. They lost a really good player for the year.
Mm.
Nah, they're loaded. It'll be hard. But you know what? Our young guys, they see Tom Izzo on that bench. They know the legacy of Michigan State and how good and how big. Sometimes young guys will play way over their head. If we have one of those games like a Minnesota, we'll beat Michigan State.
Right.
We have to play like that, but we could do it. That's what's kind of fun is, this team can lose to about anybody, but we can beat about anybody.
Exactly.
All right. We'll come right back. We're going to the White House next. Stand by.
That Michigan State game Tuesday at 6, and then the Rutgers game will be next Saturday at 3.
Yeah, three-game homestead. I mean, because we were on the road for a while,
mm-hmm.
and now we kind of get them back. Okay. ESPN 93.5, again, live to the White House. In just a matter of moments.
We still have our Flying Illini bobblehead nights, too.
We got one more of those coming?
Uh-huh. So
we did Lowell Hamilton last time, I think.
I know. And I guess I heard that Stephen Bardo didn't release his image or something. So that's why they didn't spotlight him.
Okay.
I mean, I was thinking he would be above Lowell Hamilton on the bobblehead debate of who in the Flying Illini on the 30th anniversary should we salute.
Well, it's up to Stephen. That's a Stephen call.
Okay.
Ted Karras is playing in the Super Bowl. He was on with Jeremy Warner yesterday. He's an offensive lineman blocking for Tom Brady.
Oh, boy.
Well, to be a part of the Patriots organization is very special. I mean, I'm very grateful and blessed to have carved a role out here for these last 3 years. But I would never change anything in heaven in Illinois. I am an Illini for life, and it was a tumultuous time, but man, I did love it.
I think a pretty valuable thing was, being able to learn about four different offenses, so I could pick up an offense pretty quick. You know, we had a multitude of OCs, and I think that paid some dividends actually in the long run. Oh, I don't think I'll ever be a normal dude. You know, I have just an amazing amount of respect, and still, it's still that inner fan creeps out too sometimes, but you got to get the job done. So you got to put that aside, and it's really an honor to, to play football and line up with a guy of, that stature. One of my favorite stories about that is went back when I got drafted. You know, I'm just walking through the weight room, and I don't really know anybody yet. And I see Tom Brady pass me by, and he says, "Hello, Ted." So he knew my name before I had met him. So that resonated with me. I felt pretty special for that brief moment.
Cool. Ted Karras will play in the game on Sunday afternoon, 5:30. Okay, ESPN 93.5, 7:30 now.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The Arctic cold blasting the nation's midsection is snarling travel. More than 2,000 flights across the country canceled.
Amtrak has canceled service in and out of Chicago. Yesterday, they were lighting the rails on fire to keep them from shrinking and shearing off the bolts.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. Wintry weather blamed for at least 8 deaths across the region. Trade talks continue in D.C. between U.S. and Chinese officials. Fox's Maria Bartiromo.
The president tweeting about it this morning saying this: "I will be meeting with their top leaders and representatives today in the Oval Office. No final deal will be made until my friend President Xi and I meet in the near future to discuss and agree on some of the long-standing and more difficult points."
The Chinese president is hosting the Emir of Qatar in Beijing. And suspected drug lord El Chapo's defense team expected to give closing arguments today. This is Fox News.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Boy, they're probably busy with frozen pipes and stuff.
Oh, boy.
Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Fire crews were on the scene of a garage fire early this morning. WCIA says the fire broke out in the 400 block of Beeson Road at about 2 a.m. The attached garage was fully engulfed in flames. A 51-year-old man has pleaded guilty to stealing items from a van and holding them for ransom. John D. Smith of Urbana pleaded guilty to burglary without causing damage. He took a purse and cooler from an unlocked van in Champaign, called the victim's boss saying he'd return the items for money. Country star Dustin Lynch will headline the Champaign County Fair this year. He'll perform on July 26th. Lynch was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry in September of last year. Tickets for the concert go on sale on Friday. Quick reminder that a lot of schools are closed again today. We're under a winter weather advisory from 2 this afternoon until 3 a.m. Friday. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
All right, our ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 13 today, down to 11 tonight, 50% chance of precipitation. That means some snow, 80% chance of snow early evening. This wind chill warning ends at noon, and then we get into a winter weather advisory. No problem. We're at 7 below 0 now, but the factor is that the winds are north 3 miles per hour. So that's not happening today, which is great. Tomorrow we've got a high 34, down to 22, partly cloudy. More clouds on Saturday, high 45, low 38. Sunday up to 53.
Wow.
Wow.
You seriously won't wear a coat. You're going to feel that warm.
And only down to 48,
yeah.
Then there's a chance of some showers, but we're coming into Monday with those mild conditions, too. Again, 7 below zero now, ESPN 93.5.
Call CMI in Champaign for pricing and to schedule your equipment survey today at 359-6262. They service all industrial cleaning equipment, including dry vacuums, sweepers, scrubbers, wet vacuums. It's Betsy and Brad and the team at CMIClean.com, CMI online at CMIClean.com. Any janitorial supply, you need some of that snow and ice melt, you just give them a call. Anything, they got such cool things.
You know, I mentioned the bobbleheads, and it's Kenny Battle on Saturday the 2nd, and then Nick Anderson will round out that bobblehead promotion on the 5th.
But no Stephen Bardo.
Right.
Okay. All right, 735, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Well, that's where you go for appliances. They're family-owned and have been in business since 1977. It's over 40 years of appliance experience. Think about that. That is a long time. And they're just really good at what they do. They're the largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois. They're in Champaign, Bloomington, and Springfield, Decatur. But in Champaign, they're just south of I-74 on Neal Street. They offer discount pricing, quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Talking low prices, best selection of appliances in central Illinois. They treat you like royalty. Plus, you can receive a free 10-year protection plan. Who else is doing that? Nobody. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, place you want to visit when remodeling some rooms in your home. Nothing like quality, incredible customer service, and affordable pricing. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, check them out. Again, Champaign, they're south of I-74 on Neal Street, or online, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
Yeah, every day, that's his workplace, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, ace reporter John Decker. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm well. Keep warm. I hope you're keeping warm there in Champaign.
Yeah,
it is. It's cold here, but it's not as cold as what you you experienced yesterday.
So the president and Dan Coats' intelligence guy are different messages on what's happening with ISIS. I just want to know what's happening with ISIS. How do I know?
Well, for me, I've always put a lot of credence in what it is that the intelligence chiefs tell us. DNI director. Dan Coats, former senator, of course, from Indiana, of course, he said a number of things which differed with the president's outlook on a number of foreign policy challenges. You mentioned ISIS, the president indicating that ISIS is defeated. Dan Coats and the CIA director says, no, that's not the case. The president says lots of progress has been made with North Korea. Dan Coats saying, no, that's not the case. North Korea has no intention of denuclearizing. And, of course, there's also a differing of opinion between the president, Dan Coats, and the CIA director in regards to Iran. And the president hitting back at his intelligence chiefs yesterday on Twitter, no response from anyone in the intelligence community in terms of, you know, getting into a Twitter war with the president over the testimony that was delivered to Congress earlier this week.
Can't everybody be a little right?
Well, to a certain extent, it depends upon what your definition is of success, yes. That being said, the president is, I think, overly optimistic about North Korea and their commitment to denuclearization. I think it's pie in the sky that North Korea is at any time in our lifetime going to get rid of its nuclear weapons. As the DNI director, Dan Coats, says, they need those weapons, they feel, to survive.
Yeah.
And they're not going to give them up for that reason. The president remains an optimist. I think it's good to be an optimist, but you should also be a realist, too, when you're dealing with Kim Jong-un, and especially when you're going to be meeting with him in a month's time. That second summit will take place at the end of February. We don't know where, we don't know exactly when, but we'll probably know that within the next week or so.
Well, I just know that there's no more testing, and I think that's a mini-victory, at least, as far as getting rid of stuff. There's too many people that want Kim Jong-un dead. So, I mean, I can see why they're not going to give that up, because they Muammar Gaddafi did or something.
There you go. No, that's exactly right. And the president said, tweeted something yesterday, which I agree with, you know, and that is U.S. relations with North Korea are the best they've ever been. That is true. That is true. Even if you are the biggest opponent of the president, you have to agree with that statement. They're certainly better than what existed under President Obama. And whether that leads anywhere, we'll have to wait and see. It's a long process. But I've always said it's always best to be talking to your adversary than not talking to your adversary, and that's what the president will be doing next month.
And I would offer, too, not that I know squat, but I would tell the president, you know, ISIS is never defeated as long as somebody wants to kill me, which is going to be like forever.
Well, that's right. Are you ever going to get rid of every member of the group that calls itself the Islamic State? No, you're not. You know, there's always going to be maniacs out there. The question is, will you defeat them to the extent that they're not a danger to America or American interests around the world? I think that's obviously the goal.
Yeah, sure.
And I think we're closer to that goal now than we were, let's say, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've reached the goal just yet. You know, that's the reason why we have to be vigilant, and that's the reason why you have some Republicans saying, Mr. President, including Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Republicans saying, Mr. President, let's hold off in precipitously removing U.S. troops from Syria.
And finally, John Decker, ace reporter, one of the best journalists out there. Wall, money, negotiations.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's happening. They can't afford to give him what would look like a semi-victory. This is too important politically. So then, I think it's going to be a state of emergency, and then it's going to weave its way, Mr. Lawyer, through courts, which it could take a while. So how do you assess, and I don't understand why every Democrat voted for it in 2013, all of a sudden they have an about-face along, every one of them have an about-face because it's Trump.
Well, I think that's right, and I think everything you said is correct. You know, Democrats, I can't get inside inside the head of every lawmaker who is a Democrat, but there are a number of them who don't want to give the president a victory, who are against the wall for the simple reason of spite more than anything else. Not every Democrat falls into that category, but there are some that do. And you're right, the first meeting that took place yesterday, not much progress. I don't know if we'll see any progress between now, Stevie, and the February the 15th deadline. And if there is no progress, I think the president is going to likely follow through with his warning, his pledge, that he'll declare a national emergency and try to get funds for that southern border wall in that fashion. And as you mentioned, that will get tied up in the courts for probably at least a year.
Wow. Okay. And then we'll be full-fledged into whoever. Howard Schultz running as a president, as an independent. It is an amazing time. When a very liberal man sounds very centrist to me, and Howard Schultz actually sounds like a fairly normal guy based on how far the Democratic Party has tugged it left.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why he sees an opening. There's where he sees an opportunity for himself, because the Democratic Party has moved so far left. He realizes that if he ran as a Democrat, he wouldn't have a snowball's
chance. No chance.
To win the nomination. That's the reason why he says, my best opportunity is as an independent, and if that means that it hurts Democrats, well, Democrats have to put forward a candidate that appeals to a vast swath of Americans, not just the far left, if they want to beat someone like Howard Schultz.
They're going to demonize that man. They're going to have to.
Because,
Absolutely. They just have to, because their whole position is going to be, it's a Democrat, but it's not Trump, so you got to vote for that person. That's what it's going to be.
I agree with you.
Mr. Decker, you're the man. John Decker, how do people follow you?
They follow me by just going to @Fox News Radio. That's the best way to do it, because they put every one of my stories on @Fox News Radio. So that's the best way to do it.
And they're great stories. Keep up your fine reporting, Mr. Journalist.
Hey, Stevie, thanks a lot. Stay warm. I'll talk to you next week for sure. And who do you like in the Super Bowl?
The Saints. I'm still ticked. I'm a Saints fan, so I'm still kind of a sore loser. I could care less.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So
they got
bad.
Ripped off.
Oh,
they
come
got
on.
Ripped off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'll probably turn it on, but I'm a very poor sport here.
And, John, we know the Australian Open just wrapped. Were you happy with the results of that?
Djokovic, wow.
Well, no, I wasn't. There's no doubt about it. Novak Djokovic is the number one player right now in the world. He made that quite clear, with his beatdown of Rafael Nadal. But it's good to see both of them back and playing. You know, they both went through some injuries. And in the case of both of them, they both had surgeries last year. So I think it's going to be a good year on the men's side on the ATP Tour.
I'm telling you what, as my friend Sam at the iHotel says, if you're in the age of Federer, Nadal and Djokovic. Good luck. You're not getting out. You're just not getting out.
Well, you're lucky, you're fortunate if you're a fan and you're watching all this.
Yeah.
But if you're a competitor to those people you just mentioned, you're very unlikely to win a Grand Slam because they are the greatest players in the history of men's tennis.
I think you could take him, my friend. I'd be voting on John Decker. I think you could take him. All right, my friend. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Stevie.
John Decker live from the White House.
Big tennis fan.
You know, Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, running for president as an independent, and I heard him on MSNBC. I'm going, that makes sense.
You going to take a look?
That makes sense.
Okay.
He's a liberal. But that's just the comparison from kind of a centrist left guy, but he's not far, 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 far left, which is 70-80% tax being proposed by the woman from Harlem, the woman that gets all the, I can't remember her name.
Not Harris.
Kamala Harris is going to have to go. The problem is that we come out of the Democratic primary, you have to go very, very far left. Then you can moderate in the general. But the other problem is if there's an independent viable choice, that'll probably siphon more votes from the Democrat. So they're going to have to demonize Howard Schultz. And then he'll have to decide if he ultimately wants to go through all that. Okay. Sports in a moment. Honda BMW. It's 72 and sunny inside. It's nice and warm there. And as we mentioned yesterday, Ben Quattrone, they just specialize in service. Not to mention fantastic vehicles with the Honda brand and BMW. BMW have the heated steering wheels on some of those.
Yeah.
To the point where I have to turn it off because it's too hot. Really. I was test driving something.
Hot cross buns.
It was too hot. And anyway, it'd be very handy, and they're German made, and they're just very good for very cold. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, and if you go in there today, they will warm up the vehicle you want to test drive. You won't have to get cold at all, and if you buy something, they'll do everything inside because, you know, it's cold. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, an award-winning dealership. They're terrific. Sports now. Here we go. Illinois loses, but... again, some glimpses of good, particularly in the first half. Trent Frazier, a terrific game.
Yeah, 30 points from that sophomore. 86-75 was the final with the Golden Gophers on top. So the Illini are 6-15, 2-8 in the Big Ten. The women are in action tonight in Columbus to face Ohio State at 6 o'clock. Last night, Rutgers over Indiana, 66-58. Tonight, number 17, Purdue and Penn State will be going at it. On to the NBA. We had the Bulls beating the Miami Heat, 105-89. Wizards over the Pacers, 107-89. And the Pacers have the Magic tonight. Of course, we're gearing up for the Super Bowl on Sunday at 6:30 when all the festivities begin. For me, I'm in it for the commercials. And the halftime show from Maroon 5 intrigues me.
No, I'm sure. It's just a spectacle.
It is.
It's 110 million people watching. It's a lot. It's the most watched thing of the year. Of course, I'll have it on.
Yeah.
I'm just still bitter.
Uh-huh. And it, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah. And for those that say get over it, I say it could happen to your team and then it'll really hurt. Because, I mean, again, to lose on a call that is so egregious. And then Roger Goodell says, well, the game is not played by robots. It is not coached by robots. It is not officiated by robots. And somebody said, did you ever consider doing a redo from that point and playing the last 2 minutes of the game with the Saints first and goal at the 2 with a tie game? And he said, never.
Okay.
You opened that one. Anyway, they thought he had the power to do that. Anyway, if the game's over, Saints lost. They probably should have won, but on we go.
I was just looking at Gladys Knight's anthem.
She's doing the national anthem?
I guess so. I was just trying to search on some more entertainment style bits since we're not into Patriots or Rams.
And I'm a big fan of Les Brown, motivational speaker.
He
was married briefly to Gladys Knight.
Oh, really?
And she's terrific.
I've seen her in concert.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yeah.
She was so good.
She was in that 4-hour Michael Jackson concert I caught on my honeymoon in New York City.
Wow. It was 4 hours?
It was awesome. The most excellent concert I've ever been to.
And here's a tip.
It was a tribute to Motown and Michael's career. And so, unbelievable. 30 artists in that show.
Quincy Jones had to be there then.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
And by the way, Gladys still has to be graded. They never give her the national anthem. So
Right.
Is he going to lip sync that, though?
I mean,
if you're older like that, wouldn't you go ahead and do that? It's still your voice, but you know, don't gamble the live thing.
So it looks like the Doritos commercial is trending with Chance the Rapper and the Backstreet Boys.
That's already out, though. You can see it.
I mean, they're saying the top 10 commercials to watch for in this bit.
But they haven't seen it.
Right.
Okay.
And then Serena Williams for Bumble. It's hashtag in her court.
Okay.
So it's kind of a women's empowerment kind of thing.
All right. I always like the commercials. And, you know, can Tom Brady win one for the other hand? Because he's already won 5 Super Bowl rings. Amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And nobody's ever done
Pittsburgh 6.
No individual quarterbacks ever.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's amazing. And at age 40, whatever, 2?
Harrison Ford sitting on the couch with his little doggy. That's going to be one we see. That
Harrison Ford's doing a Super Bowl commercial?
It looks like it.
Wow.
Should be one to watch for.
All right, that's sports ESPN 93.5. Check that much improved weather now. ESPN 93.5 and the polar vortex,
but
it's going away.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, the wind chill warning stops at noon, and then we dip down to a winter weather advisory. The wind is a non-factor today. There's no wind chill value. The temperature's at 6 below zero, but up to 13 with the sunshine. 50% chance of snow showers later and a low 11 tonight. 34 the high tomorrow. Decrease in the clouds. 22 our low Friday night. Partly cloudy with a high 45 Saturday, 53 on Sunday. Again, 6 below zero, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, and things that I can swing and miss on stuff I think will and won't work. I never thought after I interviewed that woman about their TV show, I never thought that person dressed in that purple dinosaur was going to catch on. And I sure didn't think that idea of mail the disc back to something called Netflix, whatever comes on. I said, Blockbuster's going to dominate.
I know.
Rekind, rewind.
Is there even a Blockbuster open anymore?
I don't think there is. And Netflix has turned into all these original things. You said you saw Bird Box.
I did.
There's so many apocalyptic end of world kind of movies now because I think people think that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they take a look in their vivid imaginations of how that looks with zombies and all these other things, Walking Dead. You got the 300 or whatever that's called, the 100, whatever that's called. And then you've got things like the Bird Box where some sort of virus catches everybody. And
over 45 million people have watched Bird Box.
That's amazing. Sandra Bullock, and it's about some virus that spreads airborne and causes people to kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty, but they can survive, but they can't look. They have to be blindfolded.
Right.
John Malkovich, is he not one of the best?
He is terrific.
He's the best actor to ever come out of Eastern Illinois.
Eastern Illinois.
John Malkovich is one of those character actors. I think he's from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And everything he's in, he's always good. He's just usually kind of a weird bad guy.
Steppenwolf Theater or something?
Yeah.
Also
no.
It was past.
Yeah. So Bird Box is intense and, not for young kids, but it's interesting. But you go back and think about that. Binge watching is big right now because of the cold.
Uh-huh.
And people were holed up yesterday, and I think they did that. We watched a Jack Ryan.
Okay.
John Krasinski, formerly The Office.
Yes.
He's really turned into a big star with 13 hours.
Yeah, he's married to the Mary Poppins gal.
Yeah. I don't know. Blunt?
Uh-huh. Emily Blunt.
Anyway, in The Quiet Place was John Krasinski. He's a superstar now. Anyway, he did Jack Ryan, and there's been a few episodes. And then we watched a Designated Survivor.
Okay.
That's one where the president's given the State of the Union, and they grab a cabinet member just in case the Capitol blows up.
That's right.
And the Capitol blows up.
Was the person Kevin Bacon?
It's Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay.
So, we found that pretty interesting. Uh-huh. So, there's been series we have been getting into. We haven't any new hot series I need to be watching out there that, maybe 359-2255.
Especially for the binge watching, in case you are still staying in or do that kind of thing.
We probably have seen all 9 seasons of The Office. I mean, we've watched Steve Carell, and Will Ferrell was in there for a bit, and it's James Spader. was late. Anyway, the office is
the Haunting of Hill House is kind of catching on.
Haunting of Hill House
and
sounds
see,
pretty
I know you're
scary.
Not into that
well,
sort of
I mean,
thing.
Bird Box is pretty kind
right.
of grab your seat. And
I still think about some of the stuff that came out in that movie. It was thought-provoking to me. And then there's kind of...
What is it that you think about?
The end of the world stuff. Am I ready? How would I have handled that sort of thing? You know, who would I want to reach out to?
I mean, but you're talking about chaos. I mean,
I know.
Knocking on any door.
I know.
Nothing. You don't
right.
plan.
And
you
the
can't
survival
really...
things that came out.
I mean, what you could do, and I've actually thought about this. I mean, you could have a bunker. You could build something
I know.
Where you could survive for X number with canned foods and all
uh-huh.
this. And back in the day when we thought the Soviet Union was going to blow us up, there was actually plans to build bunkers.
Yeah.
And you'd be underground. There's movies about that, too.
Right.
Where you don't know if it's safe to go up because of radiation. Although, I mean, there's a lot of movies like that
mm-hmm.
now. But no, I mean, if something like explodes and there's chaos and people running in the streets, you just try and live, I think.
Right.
You try and survive the moment and then get stable and figure out how you eat. I mean, it's a long way from where we are with our cushy world, but, you know... As I've said, because I love law enforcement so much, the line between calm and chaos is very thin. And things can go haywire pretty quickly. And our family lived through it with Katrina and down, the hurricane down in New Orleans in 2005, where my brother Johnny saw his home with an army unit because it wasn't safe.
Wow.
Because people were shooting, the Army Corps of Engineers just shooting pot shots with guns.
Mm-hmm.
And the police... were resistant to escort my brother-in-law on I-10 because they were shooting people down there. I mean, there was that kind of chaos.
Wow.
And that was overnight. So it can happen. And your mistake is not thinking it can't. So what do you do about it?
You made a statement early on about kind of being salty about the Saints, and Josh is saying, I still am mad about Seattle against Green Bay a few years ago. I get it. At least the official got fired the next week when the strike ended.
It was a Hail Mary.
Right.
Yeah. That was just a regular season game.
Right.
This is for the Super Bowl, and you think about all the players and coaches that'll never get a shot to go to the Super Bowl again. It's a big deal.
It is.
If you follow that, it's one of those where you can't make a mistake like that and just let it go as part of the game.
Uh-huh.
It's too important, and it was too obvious of a penalty. There were three penalties on the play,
uh-huh.
three of them.
I know.
So you don't have to have a judgment on the pass interference if you don't want to open the can of worms, but he did go head-to-head, so the kid got fined for that, and the flag was called. And then I want to know, were the four officials around there really from California?
Right.
Were three of them really from the Los Angeles area?
Right.
And nobody asked that question yesterday because that's ridiculous. You wouldn't put anybody in the game from New Orleans. You wouldn't put anybody from Louisiana in the game.
Agreed.
There's too many officials.
That's right.
Just it would look bad, so you don't do that. But I think the four on that corner of the field were from California. You just don't put them there. There's other guys you can pick for the game. And so that makes it didn't happen like that. It wasn't intentional, but maybe there's subliminal in there. Who knows?
True.
Maybe the officials just didn't want to decide the game. But in that case, it was such a bad call in such a critical time that the Saints won't be in the Super Bowl because of it. But again, you move on, you watch the ball game, as I'll do. But it's hard to get over something that you know wasn't right. Okay, we'll be right back. The news is next. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255, 359-2255 if you want to join in.
Uh-huh.
ESPN 93.5.